The Senate will come to order. Will everyone in the Senate in the galleries please rise for prayer by Chaplain Gock and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let us pray. God of creation, as we leave here this week, we do so looking forward to a week of rest and activities we don't have here. May we find time to be re-energized and restored, that our minds and our bodies be refreshed and renewed. And may we find time for stillness with you, our God, that allows our souls to also be nourished by your word and grace and open to your presence in our lives. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Have a good week.
You too.
Madam Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schauf, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 15th, will raise your eyes. Senator 15 is present. A quorum being present, the Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, first regular session, 40th day, Wednesday, March 15th, 2017. The Senate met pursuant to adjournment. Senator Dixon in
Senator
the chair.
Senator McCall, what reason do you ask?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
Senator from Cole moves that the further reading of the journal be dispensed with, same be approved as been fully read. Does anyone desire to be heard? Senator from the 7th, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to inquire the senator from the 23rd.
Senator from the 23rd, do you yield? Do you yield, Senator?
Yes, Mr. President,
okay,
I do.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. I want to talk just a little bit about the fact that we're getting ready to go on spring break. And it's been your first 2 months in session. You didn't serve in the House, so this is new for you. What can you share with the body about your first 2 months in the session? What's the one thing, the one takeaway from your experience of being here for 2 months?
Well, I think it's an incredibly humbling experience to be asked to represent, I think, 170,000 people. And what's been most surprising is, as someone who's new to politics, I would say that when you listen to all the television commercials, the radio commercials during campaign season, they come across as incredibly negative, very divisive. And one of the things that I think that my constituents would be most surprised about is that when I get down here and I meet people who may have a different philosophy about how to govern, in spite of those differences, I've been able to develop very good personal and professional relationships. And so it's much different working close in concert with other folks, because we all do want the state to get to the same place, versus what we see in the campaign trail. And I think that if many of my constituents were aware of that, that would help change the tone of our public political discourse.
I think that oftentimes our constituents don't really get to see what happens in this room. They don't get to see the inner workings. But they see the press releases, they see the press accounts, but they don't get to see the day-to-day building of relationships that make this place function. You'd agree with that?
I agree with that, and I can say we have 33 members in this body. without exception, every member of this body has been very helpful in developing those relationships, knowing that I have the least amount of experience of anyone in the body, and I don't have those relationships for them. So I think it's been a very welcoming environment, and it's been a fantastic experience for me.
What's your plans for spring break?
Well, I'm actually going. My wife and I are going on vacation, and it'll be the first time I've been able to get away from daily activities and responsibilities for the first time in 3 years. So I'm looking forward. I have two children, 10 and 13. I'm looking forward to getting away with my wife.
That's exciting. Yesterday we were on a couple orders of Senate perfection, and we could have done the Senate consent calendar, but we did not. Would you have been okay if we had done the Senate consent calendar yesterday?
Yes, I certainly would have. I think that I was absent for part of the morning,
right?
But I would have been available to do that. Absolutely.
Thank you. Mr. President?
Senator from the 7th.
Senator from the 15th.
Senator from the 15th, you yield?
Yes.
Proceed.
Thank you, Senator. So this is your first.
Three senators on the floor. Senator Calloway, what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I seek unanimous consent to introduce very special guests for my.
Without objection, proceed.
Thank you. I have some very special guests here today that I would like to introduce. To your left and my right are the members of the Troy Chamber of Commerce. Here visiting with us today are John Armstrong, Margene Wilms, Marie Eggering, Kathy Hall, Cynthia Tennant, Susan Smith, Kevin Hurd, Joyce Pickering, Tim Hooten, Genevieve Westman. We are grateful for this group and all they do for our community, so I ask the body to please join me in making them feel welcome.
Will the guests of the Senate from Callaway please rise, be recognized. The Senate welcome the guests of the Senate from Callaway. Have a great day in the Capitol. Senator from the 7th, you have a discussion going on here. And we have three senators on the floor. Senator 24th, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senators, you need to keep standing until this introduction. Okay. Go ahead, Senator 24th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Seeking unanimous consent to introduce a very special guest.
Without objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, to your left and to my right, seated on the bench at the side, is our doctor of the day, Dr. Donald A. DeGrange. Not only is Dr. DeGrange an orthopedic surgeon specializing in disorders of the spine, he is also a veteran. He served in the Marines for 4 years, including traveling to embassies, one in Bulgaria. And he was a U.S. Army Reserve member for 15 years, serving as a reserve orthopedic surgeon. Mr. President, if you and the body would please join me in welcoming Dr. DeGrange to the Senate chamber.
Will the guest, Dr. Day of the Senator from the 24th, please rise and be recognized. And the Senator, make him feel welcome. We appreciate you here. Okay. Senator of the 7th, continue your inquiry.
Good morning.
Senator from Webster, what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I seek unanimous consent to introduce two different special guests, please.
Without objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, in the upper gallery, we're privileged today to have members of the fire safety setting, and they're there with hopefully their new boss in a few minutes, Mr. Ken Bean. Would like for the body to make them feel welcome.
Will the guests of the Senator from Webster please rise and be recognized? And have the Senate make them feel welcome. Thank you for coming. Senator from Webster. Yes?
Mr. President, I would also like to introduce on your left and on my right sitting is a lovely young lady that happens to be my daughter and her husband, Jeremy. And today with us we have Connor and Blair, my grandchildren. And I would like for them to make the body to make them feel very special.
The family of Senator from Webster, please rise and be recognized, Missouri Senate. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful day.
Mr. President, I would like for Connor and Page be made honorary pages of the day.
They will be made pages of the day. Served compensation by Senator from Webster. Senator from Berry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some special, very special guests to introduce. On my right and on your left, there are two young children, wonderful young children, by the name of Harrison Jobs and McKenna Jobs. And they are the children of my chief of staff, Tucker Jobs. And I would like to ask that they be made page for the day, and my chief of staff are going to pay them royally.
Well, the guests of the Senator from Berry, please rise and be recognized. We welcome them to the Senate. Please make them feel welcome. Senator from the 7th, continue your discussion.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
Always welcome guests to the Capitol. If anyone else has an introduction, be happy to have them do that. So you heard my inquiry with the senator from the 23rd, and he had never served in the House before, but he's spent the first 2 months here as a brand new legislator in the Senate to kind of get his take. You have served in the House before. How many terms did you do?
I did 4 terms in the House.
So you did all 8 years?
Yes.
Okay. So you really have a good contrast between the two chambers.
Sure.
What have you learned in the first 2 months?
I guess one of the biggest changes is, when you're reading bills on the calendar, if you read, Bill 100 in the Senate, you might forget what that bill does by the time you actually bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it's a big volume of information, because now you're one of 34. Your vote can potentially be the difference on any particular piece of legislation or any amendment. So we kind of got to know a little bit more than being over on the other side of the building.
Yeah, in the House you have more specialty subjects.
Right. I remember being in the House when we walked in, you would look up at the board and you would trust certain members who were experts on those subjects, and you could see how they were voting, and then it kind of helped, figure out the comfortability level of where you were if you didn't completely understand the issue. But we don't have that here.
And typically a bill is only, debated for a very short time over in the House.
So what are your spring break plans?
Working. Got to pay bills. I have 5 kids. Got to pay the bills. So okay. I have a paint job. Yeah. Yeah, I have a paint job to do, a roof job to do, a door to stain.
Okay. Yesterday we could have gone to the consent calendar, but we didn't. Would you have been okay if we went to the consent calendar yesterday?
Yeah, I would have been fine.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 7th.
I'd like to inquire of the senator from Johnson.
Senator from Johnson. Senator from Johnson. Do you yield for an inquiry?
Yes, Mr. President.
And proceed.
Senator, good morning.
Good morning.
So this morning I'm talking to those new members who have had different experiences in their legislative careers about what they have learned in the first 2 months. Like, what's the takeaway of your first 2 months in the Senate? You were actually in leadership over in the House, and you served all 8 years as well, correct?
Yes.
What do you think is a stark contrast between this chamber and that chamber?
Probably the filibuster.
Yeah, just the pace at which we move?
Yes, the pace at which we move is much slower. I mean, the way that the Senate and the House were designed is meant to be different, and so the House moved at a much faster pace versus the Senate. And I've been giving some legislative updates and talking to some of my constituents that came in from maybe the Warrensburg chamber yesterday, and I said, well, I don't know how many bills we passed in the Senate so far, maybe 15, and the House probably passed 15 bills yesterday out of the House.
Right.
So it's a much different pace. It's more slow and deliberative, but I think that it serves the people of Missouri well.
The House actually worked late last night. I don't know, we didn't. We were out of here at 7 o'clock.
Yes.
See, we adjourned at 7, and we weren't able to get to the consent calendar. Would you have been willing to go to the consent calendar yesterday?
Yes, most certainly. That's whatever the majority floor leader decides to do. Then I'm for that.
So, okay, but you have been open to go on the consent.
Yes, I've been open to go to any of those bills last night.
Okay, thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President.
The senator from the 7th, what region are you asking?
Inquire of the senator from the 14th.
Senator from 14th, yield.
Yes, Mr. President.
Proceed.
Good morning, Senator.
Okay, so I don't know, thank you so much for allowing me to talk to you this morning. But one, I could not hear the conversation that you had with the senator from the 15th, so I don't know what that conversation was.
Mm-hmm.
This coroner could not hear because he has a low pitch.
Right.
And then the second, what point are you trying to make? So just
I'm
like
exercising. I'm exercising.
I get that. I believe in exercising
all
the
after
rules.
2 hours of yesterday on that bill, you exercised your right.
I did, but I am not opposing what your right is. I'm not understanding the point you're making. That's what I'm trying to understand.
I'm having conversations with my fellow senators about their first 2 months.
Okay, but what are you mad at?
Are you upset
at something? Let us know what you're upset at.
I would have liked to have completed the consent calendar yesterday as opposed to doing it today. We adjourned at 7 p.m. yesterday, and we could have taken an hour and gotten through it because everybody has different plans for what they're going to
isn't that what we're doing today, though?
Well, and we'll get to it eventually.
Okay. I just didn't understand what the point was and why you're upset. I like to know those things. And furthermore, I did not hear the conversation that you had with the senator from the 15th because he has such a low pitch. So I just, what did he talk about? What was that line?
I asked him what he was going to do for spring break, and he said he was going to work through it. He had a couple houses to paint. And
all right. I got gotcha. Thank you, Senator.
All right, thank
I appreciate
you,
it.
Mr. President.
Senator from the 7th. Senator from Jefferson, you yield. Proceed.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning.
So we're having a little discussion this morning about what the first 2 months were like in this session. We're getting ready to go on break. As soon as we adjourn today, we won't return for 10 days. And then we start the last stretch of 7 weeks to complete this this session. Do you have any thoughts about what the first 2 months entail versus the other sessions you've been a part of?
When you get to today, it seems like the first section was very long. And I think everybody's ready to go home and take a break. And then we come back, then it goes really quick. But it seems like it's quick that we're here already, but it seems like when you look back on it, it seems like it took a long time to get here.
Well, the 7 weeks that we've got coming will go in a blink of an eye.
Oh, yeah. It'll go faster.
They'll go fast. Yeah. And that's when we get in the deep water and it starts getting difficult. You got plans for spring break?
No, I'm just be home. I'm trying to catch up with some of my community events, go to Rotary Clubs, Chambers, help my wife a little bit in the insurance agency. Nothing fancy.
A little bit of a staycation for you?
Yep.
Now, would you have been okay if we went to the consent calendar yesterday?
Yeah. I mean, I was tired the night before and the night before that, too, so it didn't matter.
Right. All right. Thank you. Mr. President.
Senator from 7th.
I'd like to inquire the senator from Clay.
Senator from Clay, do you yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Good morning, Senator.
Good morning. I wish we would have done the consent calendar last night. Does that answer your question?
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. Mr. President.
Senator from 7th.
I'd like to inquire the senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, you yield for an inquiry.
Yes, Mr. President, I will. And, Senator, I'm second on the docket, anxious and ready to go.
You'd have been okay if we did it last night, though.
I was prepared to stay late last night, yes.
Okay, thank you. Mr. President.
Senator from the 7th.
I would like to inquire the senator from the 34th.
Senator from the 34th, do you yield for an inquiry?
Yes.
Proceed.
Senator, so you've heard a little bit of the discussion this morning?
Actually, a little bit, very little. I've been engaged in some other side conversations. But
we adjourned last night at 7 p.m. It's pretty early for us around here. Would you have been willing to go to the consent calendar last night and get it done?
I myself would have been, yes.
You would have been. Do you have any plans for spring break?
I have a date with a chainsaw.
Oh, you're going to do some brush clearing?
Some trees that have red X's on them.
All right. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 7th.
I'd like to inquire of the Senator from the 25th.
Senator from the 25th.
I do.
You yield for inquiry, Senator? Okay.
I do.
Proceed.
All right. Thank you. Senator, we were on your bill in the morning, and then we came back to your bill in the evening to complete it. Would you have been okay with knocking out the consent bills to get those done to complete that yesterday?
You know, I'm known far and wide in this building. The only thing I really care about in the evening is breaking for dinner.
Right.
And I'm good with that, but I'm always good with taking an hour, hour and a half off to visit with the constituents and coming back. Otherwise, when I show up on Monday, I'm going to be here till Thursday, so time is kind of irrelevant with me. However, today,
right.
Time is somewhat more relevant to me today.
And you know what, Senator? You are the reason why you're going to be my last inquiry.
I appreciate that.
Yep.
But I also want to know, you know, the Senator from Lewis had a bill up on the floor yesterday, too. So
He did. But we could have knocked out that consent calendar before we went back to perfection or House bills for third read. And I just want to make sure that we've heard from a number of my colleagues that that would have been acceptable to complete. And so I just wanted to get your, since it was one of your bills on there, that we heard from you as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does the other senator desire to be heard on the motion by Senator Cole on the journals? Senator Cole, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from Cole has moved that further reading of the journal be dispensed with, the same be approved when fully read. All of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those opposed, say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Reports of standing committees. The Senator from Green.
You got to bring it up, Senator.
Senator Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senator will go to the order of business of reports of standing committees.
Thank you, Senator. Just getting a little ahead of myself. Reports of standing committees, Senator from Green.
Mr. President, your committee on judiciary, civil, and criminal jurisprudence has a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred Senate Bill 169, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attach do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Judiciary and Civil and Criminal Jurisprudence, to which was referred House Bill 34, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Dixon, Chairman.
Senator from Barry.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children has a report.
Send the report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Seniors, Families, and Children, to which was referred Senate Bill 433, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Sater, Chairman.
Senator from Barton.
Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform has a report.
Senate report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Government Reform, to which was referred Senate Bill 475, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Emery, Chairman.
Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Commerce and Energy has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 384, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 232, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Commerce, Consumer Protection, Energy, and the Environment, to which was referred Senate Bill 109, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Silvey, Chairman.
Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your hardworking Education Committee has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 327, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 313, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 133, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 485, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 378, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Education, to which was referred Senate Bill 434, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Romine, Chairman.
Senator from the Ninth.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Progress and Development has a report.
Send a report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Progress and Development, to which was referred Senate Bill 445, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Walsh, Chairman.
Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Local Government and Elections has a report.
Senator, report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred House Committee Substitute for House Bills 1194 and 1193, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 207, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Joint Resolution 17, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the joint resolution do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 413, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Local Government and Elections, to which was referred Senate Bill 209, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Hageman, Chairman.
Senator from Jefferson.
President, your Insurance and Banking Committee has a report.
Senator, report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred Senate Bill 422, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred Senate Bill 427, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Insurance and Banking, to which was referred Senate Bill 430, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Whelan, Chairman.
Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety has a report.
Senator, report forward. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 379, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 391, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Transportation, Infrastructure, and Public Safety, to which was referred Senate Bill 311, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee Substitute hereto attached do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Schatz, Chairman.
Senator McCalloway, did we miss you for a report?
Yes, sir.
Please send it forward.
Mr. President, your Committee on Professional Registration has a report.
Thank you, Senator McCalloway. Madam Secretary, read the report.
Mr. President, your Committee on Professional Registration, to which was referred Senate Bill 240, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the Senate Committee substitute hereto attached do pass. Also, Mr. President, your Committee on Professional Registration, to which was referred Senate Bill 395, begs leave to report that it has considered the same and recommends that the bill do pass. Respectfully submitted, Senator Riddle, Chairman.
Senator from Newton, what purpose do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a committee report from the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments. The list of the appointments has been distributed on the desk, and I would ask for a waiver of the reading.
Seeing no objection, the waiver of the reading will be waived, and you can send it forward.
Mr. President, I request unanimous consent to the Senate to vote on the reports in one motion.
You have heard the request of the Senator from Newton. Hearing no objection, the request is granted. Senator from Newton. Senator from Cole.
Committee reports be adopted and the Senate give its advised consent to the appointments.
Okay, Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move to postpone the adoption of the Committee on Gubernatorial Appointments until March 30th, 2017 AD.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Cole. Is there any discussion? Seeing none. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Okay. Madam Secretary, call the roll. Okay. You've heard the motion by the Senator. Any Senator desire to be heard? Seeing none. Senator from Cole moves that. The adoption of the Senate committee report, all those in, be postponed to March the 30th, 2017. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. That motion is carried.
Thanks, Warren. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're on. Yeah, no, it's good.
Senator Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I request to speak on a point of personal privilege.
The Senator Cole requests a point of personal privilege. Senator Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll be brief. I just wanted the body to know, as well as the staff, today is a very, very, very special day in this building. 100 years ago today, the 49th General Assembly and the Senate met in this building for the first time after the new Capitol was built. It was a one-day deal. As you know, they didn't dedicate the Capitol till a much later date, but I wanted everybody to know the first time the Missouri Senate met was on March 16, 1917. And a quick note out of the local newspaper reported, the orators of the General Assembly were immensely pleased with the new Capitol and the quarter for future legislators. They talked and talked and then some. Something that still goes on, Mr. President. I continue with the quote. It was a pleasant affair all around. Everyone was pleased, and everybody was pretty well plastered over the whitewash and mortar. Now, Mr. President and members of the Senate, I don't think that was plastered the way maybe the senator from the 11th or 4th would say, but we assume that it is the construction dust that was around the chamber still getting on people's clothing and whatnot. But I just wanted to take a quick moment to let everybody know 100 years ago today was the first time the Senate met in these very chambers, and it's a special place to be for me and many of my colleagues, and I think today should be remembered as such. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, Senator, go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills.
The order of business is third reading of Senate bills. Senate Committee Substitute, Senate Bill 10, Senator from Christian.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 10 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Christian has moved that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 10 be taken up for third reading and final passage. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Senator from Christian.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 10 be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. President, this is the bill we did earlier this week that deals with job training. I won't spend a lot of time on it. We spent quite a bit of time on it, but it moves money from tax credits that would be involved with payroll tax over to appropriations. It gives DED more flexibility. It gives the community colleges more flexibility to work with the companies in involving job training. And I think brings us more on a level with a lot of the states that have been doing a better job of this than possibly we have, or at least a very good job of it. It puts us in that level and brings us to that point. I'd be glad to answer any questions. Otherwise, I renew my motion.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Butler, what reason do you rise?
To inquire the senator from Christian.
Senator Christian, yield?
I do.
Proceed.
I just want to say thanks a lot for this bill. Community college is doing some great stuff. Economic development for sure, giving people lots of hope and opportunity that otherwise would not head to training.
Senator, you made some statements to me the other night that I thought were very apropos. You told me about a company in your area that had a $75 million investment on the line and 400 employees, and that this very job training saved them. And so you had pretty much firsthand knowledge of what it can do.
Yeah, you know, retaining jobs is just important, creating new ones.
Yes,
you can't
it is.
Have more
that's,
going
and that's
out the back
what that was about, was retaining jobs.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
That's exactly. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Further discussion? Seeing none, Senator from Christian, recognized, close.
I close.
Senator from Christian renews his motion as Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 10. Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute number 10 be adopted. As many of the opinion that the motion prevails, say aye. Third reading. Does the other senator be heard? Okay. The senator from Christian News is motion. The Senate Committee Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 10 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Substitute for Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill number 10, an act relating to financial incentives for job creation. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard,
Guy,
Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 5th, for raising your right. Senator from the 5th votes aye. By your vote of 28 ayes, 4 noes, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, the general show the tithing perfection motions are made and carried. Senator from Cole. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of third reading of Senate bills. Consent calendar, and I'd ask that you call the calendar.
Well, on the order of business of third reading of Senate bills, the consent calendar, Senate Bill 296, Senator from the 4th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 296 be called from the consent calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from the 4th moves the Senate Bill 296 be taken up for third reading, final passage. Is the men of the opinion that motion shall prevail, say aye. Those contrary, say no. The ayes have it. The Senator from the 4th.
President, I move that Senate Bill 296 be read a third time and finally passed.
The Senator from the 4th moves that Senate Bill number 296 be read a third time and finally passed. Is in, Senator, do you care to explain the bill, Senator?
Yes, Mr. President. The goal of this legislation, Mr. President, is to preserve the Social Security coverage for the law enforcement officers assigned to Lambert-St. Louis International. In 2016, the Social Security Administration issued a decision that would have the effect of expelling all current and future airport officers from Social Security. Many veteran airport officers, the financial impact would be substantial. This happened as a result, unexpectedly, of local control. The police department, St. Louis City, which became effective in 2013. Some tentative inquiries were made regarding the possibility of merging the officers of the airport into the Metropolitan Police Department. One of the logistical issues was that officers employed by the police department are excluded from Social Security. So this is a fix to allow the officers at the airport that wish to remain in Social Security to remain, and the ones that wish to be in the St. Louis City Police Retirement System be allowed to do so. Be happy to take any questions.
Is there a certain desire to be heard on Senate Bill 296? Senator from Barton, I'll raise your eyes.
Thank you, Mr. President. Could you inquire the Senator from the 4th?
Senator 4th, yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Thanks, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
I think I followed that, but could you just, I guess in real language, tell me again, what exactly did they do to the Social Security that kicked?
The airport officers are under the Social Security system, and the Metropolitan Police Department are under their own retirement system. So now that local control has been turned back over to the St. Louis, the citizens of St. Louis City, the airport police officers wish to engage in merging with the Metropolitan Police Department. So they are currently.
So they couldn't do that before.
They could not do that before. They can now, and they wish to do so. And so all of the, if you've gone to the airport in St. Louis, you notice that the officers do not wear the same uniform as the ones in the St. Louis City Police. That will hopefully change. They do wish to merge and be one unified department. The problem with that is the Social Security Administration is currently in the process of kicking them off of Social Security because they should be in a different system. They have held off in the hopes of passage of this bill through negotiations with our United States senators. They've gotten the administration to wait until we have this this passed statutorily so that the airport officers that wish to remain can. So in other words, the some of the airport officers that have been in Social Security for a long time are going to wish to remain. But some of the younger ones that have only been with the department for a short time, it's going to be more beneficial for them to merge with the Social Security or with the police retirement system. So this gives them the option to stay in the Social Security administration if they so choose.
Okay, so if we don't pass this, then they don't have either one of those choices? Is that...
If we don't pass this, the ones that wish to remain in Social Security at the airport will be kicked off of...
Cannot. So this allows the ones that want to stay on Social Security to stay on?
That is correct.
Is that the bottom, basically the bottom line?
That's right.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
For taking...
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 11th, what reason do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 4th.
Senator 4th, yield.
Reluctantly.
Proceed.
So, Senator, I believe this is your first bill in the Senate, if I'm not mistaken, that's yours?
Yes.
Yes, it is. So you heeded the advice of the senator from Cole and like the senator from Boone, and you did a consent bill as your first bill and decided that it was probably an easier go at it. Is that correct? But that was a pretty long explanation for a consent bill, but, you know.
Well, I wanted to make sure that the body was fully informed, Senator.
Absolutely. And you want, and on your first bill... You want to get it right, so
that's
you,
right.
You covered
Senator,
all the bases.
At this point, I am really looking forward to your first bill.
I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are. Good news, we're not going to get to it today.
That is good news for you.
You'll have plenty of time over break to plot your whatever it is that you plan. I'm sure it'll be.
Oh, I'm sure it's a good bill. Whatever it is, yeah. knowing you.
Good. I'll mark you down as a yes. Thank you, Senator.
The other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 8th, what reason do you rise?
To inquire the senator from the 4th.
Senator 4th, yield.
I do.
Senator, I don't know how this got on the consent calendar. To me, it seems like it's a bill that we should be able to offer some amendments on. It slipped by us.
Well, I don't know that it slipped by, but this is it seems like this should be a no-brainer to... protect these officers, to let them stay in the Social Security Administration if they wish.
So their retirement through the police are kind of like the teacher retirement. They don't pay into Social Security. They pay a higher amount into their other retirement.
The city police officers do. That's correct. But the airport police, they're not in that retirement system. They are under Social Security.
Say that again?
The airport police officers are not in the Metropolitan St. Louis Police Retirement System. They are in the Social Security system.
Okay. And so this is taken care of.
So they're going to merge, hopefully. They're going to vote on merging the airport police officers with the city police.
Do you have a count on how many are in
70 officers.
70 officers are currently under Social Security.
That's
correct. And they're losing that benefit, and they're going to be merged into the police retirement.
Not all of them. As I said, a lot of the veteran officers invested or have paid into Social Security for such a long time will undoubtedly choose to remain. This is just authorizing language to allow them to stay in Social Security if they so choose. So the younger officers, it may be more beneficial for them to move into the police retirement system, but we just want to make sure that the cops that have paid into Social Security for all these years are not forced to go into one system, that we're going to allow them to stay.
So we're giving
Security.
Some officers a choice with this.
That's right.
Other officers, well, we're giving all.
No, they're all going to have. They all have the option.
So we're not going to kick them off Social Security. So this bill doesn't.
Well, Social Security
necessary.
Has said they're going to kick them off.
But you just said that they are having a choice. Some of them can stay
if they so choose. If we pass this legislation, Senator.
Okay, so if we don't pass this legislation, they're going to lose the potential to stay on Social Security.
That's correct.
Which is a federal program, but this is a state bill.
It's my understanding.
See why this is not a simple consent bill? To me, this is a complicated issue. It potentially should have the ability for amendments.
And yet here we are, Senator.
Yeah, I think we potentially should vote this bill down. And is there another bill in the House maybe that we can come over and have some amendments on?
I don't know if the bill in the House is moving or not, Senator, but I know that this is our last opportunity to save these police officers from being kicked off Social Security.
All right, Senator. I don't know.
Our first responders, Senator.
I have a brother-in-law as a police officer, but I don't know about this
understand
bill. I don't know about this bill, especially since it's your first bill, if we should just let this thing slide right through. Now, you know, the senator from Boone, he had a much more complicated bill than this. Well, this is pretty complicated. This isn't simple. Well, I appreciate your inquiry.
Senator. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Do you know the senator desire to be heard? Senator, for the second, what reason do you rise?
Leave the senator from the 14th.
Senator from the 14th. Well, raise your eyes.
Mr. President, I would like to inquire of the senator from the 4th.
Senator 4th, yield.
I do.
Proceed.
I don't like your bill.
Pardon?
I don't like your bill.
All right.
You know why I don't like your bill?
Tell me.
Well, obviously you have not gone to the Chappelle Nadal School of Hazardous Waste.
That's true. I have not.
Yeah. So tell me in the how to make the senator from the 14th happy guide that every single senator in this room probably has gotten in one form or another. What does lesson one say in the how to make the senator from the 14th happy when we're dealing with your bill right here, as we're dealing with your bill?
I would hope that you're going to tell me right now.
You didn't read that guide?
I did not read the guide.
Okay, so
but I'm willing to be educated.
Why was your bill held up? Why did I hold up your bill?
You held up the bill in asking that the Police Officers Association inform their membership of the dangers of the radioactive contamination at the airport. Is that
and
correct?
And do you remember why I made that request?
Yes, because you were concerned for the health and safety of those officers.
Okay, and also, what is physically underneath the St. Louis airport?
The radioactive contamination that you and I have spoke about on the floor several times.
So how does it flow? It just doesn't sit there. How did it get underneath the St. Louis City airport?
How did it get underneath?
Yes. There's a river or there's a creek that goes
cold
directly.
Cold Water Creek, Senator. Yes. It's all coming back to me now.
Yes. And when there's extreme flooding in Coldwater Creek, what happens at the airport and especially the pollutants that are in Coldwater Creek, what happens when there's extreme flooding?
It's as I recall from our conversations previously, it is deposited in the surrounding communities.
It migrates. So one of the things that happens when there's extreme flooding, because the original source of the waste was at the slaps, which is the property of St. Louis City, as it is as is the airport, when there is extreme flooding, those pollutants, the radioactive waste that got into the groundwater, seeps into the creek, and when it backs up, it goes right underneath the airport. And the other reason why I'm concerned is because there are a great number of people who not only live and work in my district and your district who work there, they are getting sick. They're getting sick. And here's the other reason why I don't like your bill, is because there is a bunch of contaminated soil from Laddie Avenue, which is in Hazelwood, but a half a mile up the street from St. Louis City's property, that ended up being used for concrete to build one of the garages at the airport, further exposing people who travel to and from the airport. That's the other reason. But I just wanted to give you a little hay. I am going to go ahead and think about supporting your bill.
Thank you,
but
Sarah.
I am very glad that you went through that exercise to understand what my concerns were as it regards anyone who works at the St. Louis
That's
City
right.
Airport. And it would be very nice if you would send the message to your new mayor, letting her know that every single mayor, with the exception of Slay, has been actively involved in the radioactive waste contamination. And I am very appalled that there is not a statement or concern from your current, from your new mayor about the waste at the airport and the health of the people who work at the airport and who travel through the airport. So please send that message to her.
I am happy to pass that information along.
Thank
Senator.
You very much. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator from the 2nd, we'll raise your eyes.
To inquire of the Senator from the 14th.
Senator 14th, yield.
Yes, Mr. President.
Proceed.
Senator, I was listening to the inquiry just a moment ago, and you emphasized to the Senator from the 4th the importance of sending a message to the mayor.
Yes.
I think I can think of a way we could send a message to the mayor.
Oh, yeah, I think
Yeah,
that's
you
great.
Know.
If we all vote no.
I'm sorry?
If we all vote no. We
yeah.
could vote no on the bill.
Yeah, we could. We could. Or we could talk a long time on this bill.
I know how to do that. You know how to do that.
I think we both are pretty good at that. Let's think about that, Senator.
All right.
Thank you for the inquiry, Senator. Mr. President.
Yield the senator's desire to be heard.
Mr. President.
Senator from second.
To inquire of the senator from the fourth.
Senator from fourth, yield.
I do.
Proceed.
Senator.
Senator, is this a message being sent here?
I'm sorry?
Is this a message being delivered here?
Oh, yeah, we're delivering a message. Yeah. You know, the senator...
It's very fair.
Senator, did this come from the Health and Pensions Committee? What committee did this go through?
This came from the senator from Buchanan's committee.
Senator from Buchanan, okay. Which is Health and Pensions, yeah. And the senator from Buchanan and I have had conversations in committee many times about the proper use of the consent bill. The traditional standard is not controversial, no fiscal note, and no penalty. But I would tend to add to that another, not a lot of moving parts, because bills with a lot of moving parts and pension bills, I think, almost always fit into that category, are very susceptible to amendments. And so I'm not sure. You know, we obviously missed the deadline to knock this off of consent. But that still doesn't mean the body has to pass this bill. So I don't know. You know, some bills are amenable to very long discussions. Are you familiar with that phenomenon?
I may be slightly familiar with what you're referring to,
yeah.
Senator. That's very fair.
You know, and even us really old senators, our memories start to fail. We can at least remember back a couple of days.
That's
you know?
Right. I see where you're going with this, Senator.
You see where I'm going with this, Senator?
I do. Well, okay. Listen, here's what I would say is, this is to make sure that we don't have any police officers at the airport lose their retirement benefits under Social Security. That seems pretty seems like a pretty good thing that I don't think anybody wants to have that happen.
So what you're saying, Senator, is good public policy should take precedence over any hard feelings over lengthy discussions.
Senator, I'm happy to support some of your legislation that is in that same realm as well.
But there are times you feel it's bad public policy and you've got to do what you got to do.
Sometimes, Senator. I understand. I see where we are.
And I am with you there, Senator. That is completely correct. I wouldn't be a good senior senator if I didn't give a freshman a hard time.
Absolutely, Senator.
So thank you for the
inquiry. Could be very well deserved.
Thank you for the inquiry, and I will be voting for your bill.
Thank you, Senator. I appreciate it.
Any other senators I've heard? Senator Buchanan, what reason do you rise?
Where are the senator from the second?
Senator second, yield.
I do.
Proceed.
Senator, this bill did come through the committee.
It did.
And, we had a lot of heartburn about whether or not it should be a consent bill.
Right.
But being that it was the junior senator from St. Louis City's very first piece of legislation.
Yes.
And given that the only other bill that he had on the calendar was like, it, right now, I think it's 88 down
yes.
on the calendar.
We all
so it very well might be his only piece of legislation.
Yeah.
I, as the chairman of the committee, thought we should give it every possible opportunity to make it all the way through, and the only way I could foresee that happening was if it were a consent bill.
Right.
And then when the senator from the 14th expressed some reservations, we actually held the bill back for a week or two to give the senator from the 4th the opportunity to address all of those concerns, which
That's
he did.
Right.
And then I remember you specifically questioned whether it was a consent bill. But just in the, my opinion as the chairman, I thought that probably given that it might be his only piece of legislation and his first piece of legislation, that we ought to probably give it the chance, so I made it a consent bill.
Well, as you know, Senator, it is considered, at very least, tacky and perhaps a breach of etiquette to bring up how senators voted in committee, so you're not doing that. But, of course, I
sit on that committee, and I not only voted for the bill, but after expressing my reservations, I voted for consent status
yes, well,
as
well. Being that it was a consent bill, I think it's implied how everybody voted.
How everyone yes. voted, yes.
But I'm not saying that that's the way it should go down today.
Today, right.
Right. Okay.
And who knows how the body will vote in a few minutes, so.
Thank you for the
You're welcome.
Anything desired to be heard? Senator from the 9th, what region do you rise?
Thank you. May I inquire of the senator from the 4th?
Senator 4th, yield.
Absolutely.
Proceed.
Okay. So, Senator, I think it's been said a few times, at least, that this happens to be your first bill in the Senate.
It does, Senator.
Huh. Interesting. Okay. I'm trying to remember my first bill in the Senate and whether I was even allowed as a freshman to even pass a bill before spring break. And then I started recalling, thinking maybe so, because for those that were here before I was here, there was a bill that I was carrying in the House and, of course, then was able to carry over in the Senate. So I think there was a chance it may have been before spring break, but I can't remember specifically. But I will tell you there's an interesting tradition in this place for new senators and their first bills, as I guess you have garnered, I guess, at this point.
I'm just excited to be the first up on the calendar.
I
so
see.
That I get, so, so that I get a really
so
good understanding
senator,
of how this works.
You're passing your first bill before spring break in the Senate, and you happen to be first on the calendar today. I'm not exactly sure how that happened. And so it is interesting, but I have very much taken note that it happens to be your first bill here in the Senate.
Thank you,
Mr. President, for the inquiry.
Any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from the 4th is recognized to close. The senator from the 4th renews his motion that Senate Bill 296 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 296, an act relating to membership of the police retirement system of St. Louis as a condition of employment with an emergency clause. Senators Brown, Chappelle-Nadal, Cunningham,
aye.
Curls,
no.
Dixon,
aye.
Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Krauss, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Butler. Senator from Butler, did you? Senator from Callaway, what region do you rise? Senator from 9th, what region do you rise? You are recorded as a no. Senator from Cole, what region do you rise? Senator from Johnson, what region do you rise? Senator from 11th, what region do you rise? Senator from 23rd, what region do you rise? Senator from the 2nd, what region do you rise? Senator from Clay, Senator. Senator from the 2nd, how did you vote? Senator from Clay. Christian, are you seeking recognition? No? Okay. Senator from Franklin, we're raising your eyes. Senator from the 8th, we're raising your eyes. Senator Buchanan, we're raising your eyes. Senator from the 7th, we're raising your eyes. Senator from the 24th, we're raising your eyes. Your vote shall be changed. Senator from Phelps, what reason your eyes? Senator from Lewis, what reason your eyes? Okay. We shall. Senator from the first, what reason your eyes? Madam Secretary, call the absentees. Senator from the 14th, raise your eyes. Shall be recorded as an aye.
Senators Libela, Walsh,
by your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection.
What? Oh, you got to call the emergency clause.
We'll call the emergency clause for your objection, Senator from 8th. Call the roll of the emergency clause.
Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman.
State your point of order. You're interested in a roll call. You can state your point as soon as the roll call is over.
Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Krauss, Libela, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard,
aye.
Riddle, Rizzo,
aye.
Romine,
aye.
Rowden, Sater, Schoff,
aye.
Schatz,
aye.
Shoup,
aye.
Sifton,
aye.
Sylvie,
aye.
Wallingford,
aye.
Walsh, Wasson,
aye.
Whelan.
The senator from 15th, repeat your vote.
Aye.
Senator from 15th is an aye. By your vote of 30 aye, 0 no, you adopt the emergency clause. Here, Senator from the 7th, what reason do you rise?
I rise to raise a point of order. I know we're having fun with
state
the Senator.
State your point of order.
North, but he never moved for the emergency clause. We called the vote without having the motion in front of the body.
Duly noted.
Is there?
I'll refer the point of order to the parliamentary committee. Senator from the 7th.
I withdraw my point of order.
Senator from Cape Girardeau.
Speak unanimous consent to introduce special guest.
Without objection, proceed.
We're privileged in the Senate chamber this morning because we have an art student from my district, Michael Snyder, who's a second grader at Clippard Elementary School, along with his parents, Christopher Lord, and his art teacher, Kim Holman. So have the Senate please give them a nice welcome.
Will the guests of the Senator from Cape Girardeau stand to be recognized? We're glad to have him here. Thank you for coming. Hearing no objection, let the general show the title and prefer. The senator from the 8th objects. Senator from the 4th. Your motion is, Senator, to move for the that the title be agreed to.
Move for the adoption of emergency clause.
No, we've done that. Your motion is to move for the that the title be agreed to.
I move that the title be agreed to.
The senator from the 4th moves the title be agreed to. All is opponent. Senator from Buchanan.
I move that that motion lie on the table.
Senator from the 4th moves the title be agreed to. And all those opinion, the motion shall prevail, say aye. Those contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The senator from the 4th. Senator from the 4th, your motion is to move by which the vote, you're supposed to move that the vote by which the bill passed be reconsidered.
Mr. President, I move that the vote by which the bill passed be reconsidered.
Senator from the 4th moves the vote by which Senate Bill 296 be passed and be reconsidered. The senator from Buchanan.
I move that that motion lie on the table. The
senator from Buchanan moves that motion and lie on the table. The question occurs on the latter motion. Those opposing the motion shall prevail. Say aye. Those contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 4th, I hope you got your baptism under fire. And you can thank the chair for helping you with your motions. That is a little bit of a stretch, but we don't want you to be too embarrassed this day.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do appreciate that.
Senate Bill 394, Senator from St. Genevieve.
The Senate Bill 394 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
Senator from Cape.
I failed to say that I wanted to recognize our art student Michael Snyder as a page for a day with great compensation from his parents.
So recognized. Thank you for your introduction. Thank you. Senator from St. Genevieve, please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have moved that Senate Bill 394 be taken up from the consent calendar for third reading and final passage.
The senator from St. Genevieve moves that Senate Bill number 394 be taken up for third reading and final passage. The many of the opinion that most shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those opinions say no. The ayes have it. Senator from St. Genevieve.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Bill 394 be third read and finally passed.
The senator from St. Genevieve moves that Senate Bill number 394 be read a third time, put on its final passage. Any, do you care to explain the bill?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the PSRS Peers Divorce Pop-Up Legislation. This is enabling legislation allowing a divorcee that has sole retention of the retirement plan to pop up to a single life option. It also adds language that allows them to add their new spouse if they were to get married later up to a year to be able to add that spouse to the retirement plan. With that, Mr. President, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from Butler, what reason do your eyes?
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire the senator from St. Francis.
Senator from St. Francis, yield?
Yes, I do.
Proceed.
Senator, is this the same bill? Did we pass this bill last year?
I believe we got it out of the Senate last year. We did have a conversation. I don't remember what that status actually ended up being, but yes, we did hear this bill.
This
last
is the
year.
Same language that we did last year. Okay, that was all. Thanks, Senator. Thanks, Mr.
President. Any other senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The Senator from St. Genevieve renews his motion that Senate Bill 394 be read a third time and finally pass. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 394, an act relating to school employment retirement system. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan,
by your vote of 31 aye, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that tidy and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 334, Senator from Berry.
Thank
with
you.
With a Senate committee substitute.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 334 be brought from the consent calendar for third reading.
The Senator from Berry moves that Senate Bill number 334, with Senate Committee substitute, be taken up a third reading and finally passage. Is many of the opinion that the motion shall prevail say aye. Those of the contrary say no.
Aye.
The ayes appear to have it. The Senator from Berry, do you care to explain or move for the adoption and explain?
Yes, Mr. President, I move for the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute, Senate Bill 334. To be third read and finally passed. This bill simply requires assisted living facilities to provide residents and staff with the educational information on influenza diseases and the CDC's recommendation of the annual influenza vaccination. This bill in no way mandates vaccinations, just for educational purposes only. So with that, I would renew my motion or answer any questions.
The Senator moves the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute. Any desires I be heard? The Senator from Berry is recognized close.
I close.
The Senator from Berry renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 334 be adopted. Admitting the opinion, the motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senator from Berry.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 334 be third read and finally passed.
The Senator from Berry moves that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 334 be read a third time and finally passed. Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, the Senator from Berry is recognized closed.
I close.
The Senator from Berry renews his motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 334 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 334, an act relating to influenza education. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Could we have the senator from the 8th vote again, please? By your vote of 30 aye, 1 no, the bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that tally and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 363, the senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 363 be called from the consent calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
The senator from the 14th moves that Senate Bill number 363 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion, the motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those contrary say no. The ayes have it. Senator from the 14th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 363 be read a third time and finally passed. This is a bill that I have filed for the last 9 years, and it's very important that we recognize some of the challenges that are in nursing homes and adult care facilities. We've gotten to a point where there are a lot of family members and loved ones who do not know exactly what's going on when it comes to those who are in these long-term care facilities. So Senate Bill 363, what it does is strongly, it has the Department of Health and Senior Services strongly encouraging all long-term care facilities licensed in Missouri to institute policies that will facilitate familial involvement in the well-being and support of residents in long-term care facilities. Mr. President, if there are no questions, I close.
Does any senators ever heard? Senator from Barry, we'll reason your rise.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire of the senator from 14th.
Senator from 14th, yield.
Yes, Mr. President.
Proceed.
So you have stuck with us for many years.
I'm very determined. It's very important that our loved ones who are in nursing homes have a way to talk to other loved ones who are experiencing challenges. And one of the reasons why I started filing this bill is because of an experience that my own family had in residence in my district. My predecessor in the House, Betty Thompson, had a loved one at a nursing home, the same one where my grandmother was. And if my mom did not help out with other people and say, hey, listen, you need to pay attention, then those loved ones would not have known. And since that occurrence, I've heard from several different families in the 36 nursing homes that are in the district that I represent that they would like to have some kind of project, if you will, some kind of policy with administrators so that families can talk to other families to make sure that everything is being taken care of in nursing homes. And I think it's a good policy.
I do too. And, you know, I've worked myself personally in nursing homes, and I've seen differences in the types of care. And when there is familial involvement, the care is usually always a little bit better.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the PTO, really, and that's what I've told people throughout these 9 years as I've presented the bill. When you have feisty parents who are questioning what teachers are doing or what the purposes of certain class assignments are, you know, those teachers respond. And when you have family members who are really, really interested in the well-being of their loved ones in long-term care facilities, it makes that facility much, much, much better.
Anyway, I would just want to say congratulations.
Thank you so much,
sir. Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator for the 5th, what reason your eyes?
To speak on the bill.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, you know, I am extremely grateful for the senator and the 14th for just, you know, staying diligent and keeping the course in terms of, getting this bill out of the Senate and hopefully to the governor's desk. This is a bill that is most definitely needed. I hope and pray that the senator from the 14th give me the opportunity to be at the bill signing when this bill is signed into law. So again, thank you, Senator from the 14th, and I look forward to voting for it.
Any other senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 14th, you recognize to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from the 14th renews her motion that Senate Bill 363 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 363, an act relating to long-term care facilities. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 23rd votes aye. By a vote of 30 aye, 1 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show that timely and perfect motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 332, Senator from Andrew. Senator 23rd.
Without objection, Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a special guest.
Senator from next is the Senate Bill 279, Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President.
From the 23rd.
Seek unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Without objection, proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce to your right and my left, Jaden Patton. She has been, there you go, please stand up. She has been an award winner for the art that she has submitted and is now hanging in the tunnel that connects the Senate garage. And by the way, the drawing that she has submitted that was been chosen to represent the 23rd Senatorial District is a beautiful picture of the American flag, and I'm very thankful and proud of her for doing that. Also, if her parents, Scotty and Janelle, and her teacher, her art teacher, Julie Hillis, they are from Messiah Lutheran School in Weldon Springs, and I would ask the body to make them feel welcome.
Well, the guests of the Senate 23rd Rise be recognized. We glad to have you here. Have a great day in the Capitol. Thank you. Senate Bill 279 with committee substitute, Senator from the 8th.
Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 279 be taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from the 8th moves that Senate Bill number 279, Senate committee substitute, be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion, the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes have it. Senator from the 8th, do you care to explain your bill?
Yes, I move for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute.
That's correct.
Mr. President, the Senate committee substitute added a few people to the list of who can actually have a veteran's designation on the back of their driver's license. I worked with the senator from 24th on that list, and that's what the substitute does, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
The senator moves for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute. Any senators ought to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
The senator from the 8th renews his motion that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 279 be adopted. As many of the opinion of the motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 8th.
Now move that Senate Bill 279 be read a third time and finally passed.
Does any senator desire to be heard? The senator has moved for the, renews his motion that Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 279 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll. Senator, you're recognized. Close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion that Senate committee substitute Senate Bill 279 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 279, an act relating to veteran designations on driver's licenses and identification cards. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Christian. Senator from Christian votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tally and perfection motions were made and carried. Senator from Andrews, Senate Bill 332.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 332 be called from the consent calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
The senator from Andrew moves that Senate Bill 332 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion that motion shall prevail say aye. Those of the contrary say no. The ayes have it. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate Bill 332 be read a third time and finally passed. Mr. President, this is a bill that very simple bill, just allows our county tax collectors to use their discretion regarding the timeliness of payment regarding taxes when paid by postal mail, which do not have clear postmarks or lacking postmarks. This is something, a lot of times the mail service doesn't get postmarks on the mail anymore. And so this gives our collectors some discretion. With that, Mr. President, take any questions.
The senator from Andrew moves that Senate Bill number 332 be read a third time, final passage. Any senator care to be heard? Senator from Butler, we're raising your eyes.
Mr. President.
Barton. Excuse me, Barton.
That's right. Senator, just a quick question. I mean, this makes perfect sense. What do they do now?
Well, they try to decipher the postmark as best they can. Some folks feel like they don't have the discretion, so they apply penalties if they can't discern it very well. But this gives them the discretion
that for a number of reasons. Let's say it also may come in on a Sunday. If the last day of the year is a Sunday and they can't see the discretion or the postmark, then that also gives them some discretion there without having to assess the penalties. And that's what we're talking about, assessment of penalties when you don't pay your taxes in a timely fashion at the end of the year.
So they're reluctant to give leniency, I guess, now if they can't read it. But with this, you think they'll be a little bit more
likely
to
be able to give leniency? This clarifies it and makes it clear that we do allow them some leniency, some discretion in doing
it. It makes perfect sense.
It makes sense to me.
I just was curious.
Many of them may be doing it, but this gives them that discretion now, legally.
Amazing what we have to write into statute, isn't it, Senator? Thank you for the inquiry. Thank you, Mr. President.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 332? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I do close.
The senator from Andrew renews his motion that Senate Bill 332 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 332. An act relating to the timeliness of tax payments made by postal mail. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Krauss, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan,
by your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, that journal show the tidily and perfection motions were made and carried. Next we have Senate Bill 93 with Senate Committee Substitute, Senator from the Ninth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 93 with the Senate Committee Substitute be called from the consent calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from the Ninth moves that Senate Bill number 93 with committee substitute be taken up a third reading and final passage. Many of the opinion of the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
Thank you.
And move for the adoption.
Yes, I move, Mr. President, that the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill number 93 be adopted.
The Senator moves for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute. Senator, do you care to explain your bill or the amendment? Does any senator now to be heard? Senator, you're recognized close.
Oh.
Am I moving too fast for you, Senator?
I got confused. I'm sorry, Mr. President.
Do you want to
explain? Now the time that I explain the bill.
If we move to adoption, you want to work? Yeah, I think we'll go back to the bill.
I move for the adoption.
Okay, the Senator. And then after that, you can explain your bill. How's that?
I didn't hear, Mr. President.
We're on your adoption motion now. So,
right, we
okay.
Are.
Do you want to explain your amendment?
Oh, yes. I would like to explain the substitute. Mr. President, in 2013, Senate Bill 258, sponsored by the former senator from the 11th Lavota District, changed Missouri law, changing the date as to which the Kansas City Public School Board elections would occur and reduced the number of school board members from 9 to 7, putting it in line with other districts throughout the state, making it effective in 2019. Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 93 modifies the new law and allows initial staggered terms of school board members in 2019 to avoid having a full and complete turnover of our sitting board on one election day. Maintaining the staggered terms will allow an easier transition of our board with continuity of operations and consistent board oversight. Our school district has over 15,000 students and have steadily increased our scores and performance standards over the past few years. Our district was unaccredited We've raised our scores and have become provisionally accredited in 2014, and in November of just last year, our district just scored at full accreditation level for the first time in 30 years. So you see, this is a very critical time for our district and for our kids. We're moving in the right direction, and we just need some consistency, Mr. President, and we're trying to avoid a full disruption of the governance of our district at such a critical time. The substitute made changes to the original bill in that it changed the district numbers that would initially run for an initial two-year term as opposed to the initial four-year term. And with that, Mr. President, I renew my motion, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
The senator from the 9th moves for the adoption of the Senate Committee substitute. Any senator desire to be heard? The senator from the 9th recognizes close.
And I close.
The senator from the 9th renews her motion that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 93 be adopted. As many of the opinion that motion prevails say aye. Those contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The senator from the 9th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 93 be read a third time and finally passed.
The senator desire to be heard. The senator from the 9th recognizes close.
Mr. President, I close.
The senator from the 9th renews her motion the Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 93 be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 93, an act relating to school board district elections. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from St. Genevieve, votes aye. By your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the title and perfecting motions were made and carried. Next is Senate Bill 112 with Senate Committee substitute, Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 112 with Senate Committee substitute be called from the consent calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Franklin moves that Senate Bill Number 112 with Senate Committee substitute be taken up a third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion of the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those contrary say no. The ayes have it. Senator from Franklin, do you care to move for the adoption and explain the bill?
Mr. President, I move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 112 be adopted.
Senator from Franklin, do you care to explain the bill?
My hometown library district is consolidated with a nearby library district across county lines to gain efficiencies and save money to serve library patrons. The committee substitute allowed this to also expand into for Montgomery County to do this with the Senior Regional Library. They're already in talks for this expansion for the same reason. And so that's the purpose for the substitute. And I'll answer any questions.
The senator from Franklin moves the adoption of Senate Committee substitute. Any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 9th, what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I would like to inquire of the senator from Franklin.
Senator Franklin, yield?
I do.
Proceed.
Good. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? So, Senator, really, I am inquiring of you really to make an announcement of one of our members that I know happens to be listening and not here today. The senator from the 13th, as some may know, had gone home to welcome a new addition to their family, a grandchild. And she has sent this wonderful picture holding this new baby. Jude Frederick has arrived at 7 pounds, 8 ounces, and the baby was 21 inches long. So I wanted to congratulate her and take this, of course, time during the hearing, of course, of your bill. We've just gotten an email, a text message from her.
Congratulations.
And I know she's listening. So
the senator from the 24th shared that photo with me, and I am certain she is very proud.
Yes, absolutely.
What an exciting time for her.
So it is.
We welcome them to this opportunity and to hear, you know, the first time to have heard this conversation, too.
Right. So thank you, Senator. I appreciate it.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? Senator Franklin, recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill 112 be read a third time and finally passed.
The senator from Franklin renews his motion.
I'm just going to close on the adoption of the substitute. Sorry, Mr. President.
The senator from Franklin renews his motion. The Senate substitute for Senate Bill 112 be adopted. As many of the opinion of the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from Franklin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I now move the Senate committee substitute for Senate Bill 112 be read a third time and finally passed.
Does any senator desire to be heard? The senator from Franklin is recognized. Close.
I close.
The senator from Franklin renews his motion that Senate Bill 112, the Senate committee substitute for 112, be read a third time and finally passed. Madam Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Committee Substitute for Senate Bill Number 112, an act relating to public library districts. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibla, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard,
aye.
Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Boone votes aye. By your vote of 31 aye, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the title and perfecting motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 366, Senator from the 15th.
I move that Senate Bill 366 be called from the consent calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from the 15th has moved that Senate Bill 366 be taken up for third reading and final passage. Is many of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye. Those of contrary say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. Senator from the 15th.
I now move that Senate Bill 366 be read the third time finally passed.
The Senator from the 15th moves that Senate Bill number 366 be read a third time and put on its final passage. Any senator care to be heard? Do you care to explain the bill first, Senator?
Yes. What it does is this, currently in our current statutes, we only have the American Psychological Association as the accrediting body recognized in our statute, and this just adds PCSAS, Psychological Clinical Science Accreditation System, to our statutes. Currently, there's a number of universities that may want to hire people from other states, and they can't do so because our statute doesn't recognize this type of accreditation.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator from the 14th, a reason to rise?
I would like to inquire of the senator from the 15th.
Senator 15th, yield?
Yes.
Proceed.
I can't hear you.
Oh, sorry.
I really like you. I really do. Those who I don't like, they know. But I really, really do like you. I think you are a very, very kind-hearted person, even though we vote differently. I think you're a kind-hearted person. I can't hear you, though.
All right, I can.
Like, I listen to too much rap music or something. But I can
just repeat myself.
I can't. No. The senators who are in front of me, I'm sure they don't listen to rap music, but they can't hear you either. But I just want to let you. I know it's your first bill as well. And I know that we're going to be working together for a couple of years, but I just can't hear you. I don't know if everyone has that experience or not, but just long term, you're soft-spoken, which is not a bad thing whatsoever. And it's very calming for a lot of us who have a lot of coffee in the morning when we talk to you. But I need to hear you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 366? Senator from the 9th, what region do you rise?
Thank you. May I quickly inquire of the senator from the 15th?
Senator 15th, yield?
Yes.
Proceed.
Thank you. I see that it says a doctoral degree from programs accredited or provisionally accredited. So for those that are provisionally accredited, did that mean they would be like new programs, or are they programs that may have lost accreditation and are then considered provisional?
Well, what we're doing is we're just allowing another type of program to be accredited in our state that's not recognized in our statute. So when we're getting professors who may be moving from other universities outside the state of Missouri, they can't be licensed here in the state of Missouri if they went through the other type of accreditation that I'm adding.
Right.
The PCSAS.
So when we talk about provisionally accredited programs, though, does that mean just those that may not have achieved full accreditation yet, or does that mean some that have potentially lost accreditation, though?
I think they're in the process of gaining accreditation.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Any other senators that are to be heard? Senator from 15th, you recognize close.
I close.
The senator from 15th renews his motion that Senate Bill 366 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 366, an act relating to the licensure of psychologists. Senators Brown, Chappelle-Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 11th, what region do you rise? Senator from 11th, I can't hear you. Okay, shall be changed to an aye. Senator from the 5th, you are recorded as a no. Be changed to an aye. Senator from Boone, you are recorded as an aye. Senator from Andrew, Senator from Vote. Senator Mandrew is an aye. By your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tally and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 302, Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 302 be called from the consent calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Jefferson moves that Senate Bill 302 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion, the motion shall prevail. Say aye.
Aye.
Those contrary say no. The ayes have it. Senator from Jefferson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 302 be read a third time and finally passed.
The Senator from Jefferson moves that Senate Bill 302 be read a third time and put on its final passage. The Senator, could you explain the bill?
Sure. Senate Bill 302 does simply clean up language.
Let's please have a little respect for the Senator trying to present his bill. Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's clean up language on the Port Development Bill that we passed last year. As our local port authorities are implementing the program, they've run into a few things that need to be clarified or improved. One of them is that the state average is roughly $41,000, and some of our poorest counties in the states have an average wage closer to $25,000. The way the law was written, it made it effectively very difficult for these poorer counties to take full advantage of the program. Our fix is simply change the state average wage to the county average wage, unless the county average wage is greater than the state average wage, in which case that would take precedent. Senate Bill 861 also gave port authorities the ability to establish advanced manufacturing zones, but we didn't exactly specify how they establish one. This bill clarifies it and allows them to do that by passing a resolution. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator 14th, the reason your eyes?
Unanimous consent to introduce a special guest.
Without objection, proceed.
Thank you so much. Mr. President, to my right and to your left, we have a very special guest, LaKaylin Davis, and she is at Jennings High School. She's here with her teacher, Mrs. Jennifer Kelch, and she happens to be the winner of the Senate Art Contest. So when you go down the hall, for those of you who still have to go down the hall into the Senate garage, you will see her picture on the wall to represent the 14th District. And if everyone could give Ms. LaKaylin Davis a welcome, that would be great.
The guests of the Senate 14th, please rise and be recognized. We hope you have a great day here in the Capitol. Does any senator desire to be heard on Senate Bill 302? Senator from Barton, raise your eyes.
Thank you, Mr. President. To inquire the senator from Jefferson.
Senator, do you yield?
Absolutely.
Proceed.
Thanks, Senator. Did we have this bill before us last year?
We had 861, the original bill. This is cleanup to the port bill that we passed last year.
Okay, so this is new language that facilitates what we did last year.
Right. As they started implementing what we adopted last year, a lot of times happens they run into a wrinkle or like you didn't quite address how we do this, and so this is trying to fix that.
Okay, last year's was not consent, was it?
No, last year's was not consent. Right. Okay. Yeah, right.
But this really is consent.
Yeah, because we're just making minor changes. I mean, there's no fiscal note, and we're changing the county average wage, which a lot of this, when we first set up, everything had to be based on state average wage in order for them to set up these zones. Well, some of your poorer counties, that's very difficult for them to get all that way up that high. So now we're saying whatever the county wage is, that can qualify them. So it enables some of your smaller counties, more, I guess, poor areas, to qualify and establish this, uses the economic tool.
Okay. I think I opposed the bill last year, but this really is just fixing what we did last year.
Right, just fixing it, right.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Senator from Jefferson, I recognize close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Jefferson moves that Senate Bill 302 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 302, an act relating to advanced industrial manufacturing zones. Senators Brown, Chappelle-Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from the 9th, what reason do you rise? Votes aye. By your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the time perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 222, Senator from Callaway.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 222 be called from the consent calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Callaway moves that Senate Bill 222 be taken up for third reading and final passage. Is many of the opinion the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those of the contrary say no. The ayes have it. Senator from Callaway.
President, I move that Senate Bill 22 be read a third time and finally passed.
The Senator from Callaway moves that Senate Bill 222 be read a third time and put on its final passage. Senator, do you care to explain the bill?
Yes, please. Senate Bill 222 would establish a standard for a functional LED or light-emitting diode lighting system. This legislation proposes that if at least 75% of the diodes in an assembly are operating properly, then the LED light system is considered functional. This issue was brought to me by a constituent of my business who operates a bus company. What he described to me was a situation where indicator lights and brake lights were being failed because just one diode had gone out. There wasn't a standard that existed, and therefore it was considered a dysfunctional light and needed to be replaced. These assemblies cost significantly more than traditional assemblies, sometimes hundreds of dollars. The assembly in question was still completely visible. It did not need to be replaced. After discussion, we settled on 75% as a sufficient amount of working diodes to still be visible and functioning light. Later, we also discovered that this was the same recommendation of the National School Transportation Specifications and Procedures Manual produced by the National Congress on School Transportation. From a safety perspective, we should encourage the use of LED lights for safety equipment such as brake, indicator, and safety lights. Tests have shown that LED lights last 10 times longer than incandescent lights and are 10 times brighter. One study showed that their use of brake lights would improve braking distances by 22 feet for the following vehicles. LED light assemblies can run into the hundreds of dollars, and we need to establish a standard so our citizens don't have to replace these expensive but very effective safety light assemblies on their buses, trucks, cars, just because one or two diodes has gone out. We need to establish the standard for LED lights to reduce replacement costs and further encourage their use. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator, you recognize close?
I close.
The Senator Callaway renews her motion that Senate Bill 222 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 222, an act relating to vehicle lighting equipment. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Eigel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Krauss, Leibler, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Sylvie, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator from Green votes aye. By your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority declared passed. Hearing no objection, the journal show the tithing perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 282, Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I move that Senate Bill 282 be called from the consent calendar and taken up for third reading and final passage.
The Senator from Andrew moves that Senate Bill 282 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion, the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those are contrary to no. The ayes have it. Senator from Andrew.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I move that Senate Bill 282 be read a third time and finally passed.
The Senator from Andrew moves that Senate Bill 282 be read a third time and put on its final passage. Does the Senator care to explain the bill?
You bet. A quick explanation. This is the line of duty death benefits that we've discussed a couple of times and put on as amendment on a couple other bills already. This is the consent bill that allows the survivors of an individual that died in the line of duty not to have to set up an estate to receive the benefits. With that, Mr. President, unless there's any questions, I close.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Seeing none, Senator, you recognize close.
Aye, Mr. President, I close.
Senator from Andrew renews his motion that Senate Bill 282 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 282, an act relating to compensation awarded under the Line of Duty Compensation Act. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Selvey, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
By your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let this journal show the tie and perfection motions were made and carried. Senate Bill 329, Senator from Colt.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill number 329 be brought from the consent calendar for third reading and final passage.
The senator from Cole moves that Senate Bill 329 be taken up for third reading and final passage. As many of the opinion that the motion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those contrary say no. The ayes have it. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that Senate Bill 329 be third read and finally passed.
The senator from Cole moves that Senate Bill 329 be read a third time for those finally passage. Senator, care to explain your bill?
Yes, Mr. President. This fixes an unintended consequence from a bill that was passed back in 2007 that would allow large diesel engine manufacturers to have a distribution point here in the state and deal with its respective dealers and distributors accordingly.
Does any senator desire to be heard? Senator, you're recognized. Close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator from Cole renews his motion that Senate Bill 329 be read a third time and finally passed. Secretary, read the bill and call the roll.
Senate Bill number 329, an act relating to motor vehicle franchise practices. Senators Brown, Chappelle Nadal, Cunningham, Curls, Dixon, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Hummel, Kehoe, Koenig, Kraus, Leibola, Munslinger, Nasheed, Onder, Richard, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schoff, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Silvey, Wallingford, Walsh, Wasson, Whelan.
Senator, for a second. Senator, a second. Your record is a no. You shall be changed to a yes. Senator from Barry. Senator Barry, your record is a no. Shall be changed to a yes. By your vote of 31 ayes, 0 no, the bill having received a constitutional majority is declared passed. Hearing no objection, let the journal show the tally and perfection. Motion made and carried. Senator from Cole.
Mr. President, without objection, Senator, go to the order of business of announcements.
Announcements.
Mr. President, I have an announcement.
Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, we are going to be making a recess motion till approximately 1:15 today to wait for some bills to come over from the House. You're welcome to stay, but you don't have to stay because it may be past that. But just so you know, we are going to make a recess motion till 1:15. We'll take in House bills, and then we will adjourn after that. Additionally, when we do adjourn after that, we are going to adjourn till next Tuesday at 9 a.m., for a technical session, and you're all welcome to join me. The senator from Johnson used to ask if we get paid per diem. There's no per diem for the technical session, but we are coming in just as Constitution states we can't be out longer than a certain amount of days. So next Tuesday at 9, we will come in for a brief technical session, and anybody is welcome to join me at that technical session. Thank you, Mr. President.
Announcement. Senator from the 8th.
Inquire you.
State your inquiry.
Would I be in order if I was to make a motion to appoint co-chairs for the Seersucker Caucus?
We'll let you do that at your private caucus. Let's not do that here.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, I would like to inquire the senator from Cape.
Senator from Cape Girardeau, do you yield?
I do.
Senator, I think it's very important that the Seersucker Caucus get organized, and we know that the senator from the fifth, former senator from the 15th, was the chairman of that. I believe when he left, he kind of left it void, and I have the intent here to make sure that the body knows that I am appointing you and the senator from Barrie as co-chairs of the Seersucker Caucus. And I hope that you guys would get together and organize, because there's a question of when we're going to start wearing seersuckers. Some people think it's after spring break. Some people say it's after Easter. We all know Easter falls late this year. So you all need to get together and make a decision so that we can be on the same sheet of music and hopefully show up in uniform on that day that you guys decide.
Well, I thank you for the confidence in myself and the senator from Barrie. Plan on initiating caucus as soon as we meet, determine what day we'll start, and I know it's going to be a great year because everyone here will be wearing seersuckers. There's no one that won't be, because they'll be an outcast, and we don't want outcasts in the Senate. So everyone will be here. It'll look,
yeah,
will be the best Senate in the nation.
So I assume that you're accepting the nomination?
I do.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Senator. Mr. President, to inquire the senator from Barrie.
Mr. Senator from Barrie, you yield?
I yield. In fact, you can talk as long as you want to right now.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
So,
do you accept the nomination for co-chairs of the Seersucker Caucus?
I humbly accept the nomination, and I promise to work diligently with the senator from Cape to promote the Seersucker Caucus.
Good.
Because it is a good thing.
I hope you all get together and figure out a recruitment of these freshmen, because there are a few of us getting ready to leave in a few years, and I think it's important for this caucus to continue. So recruitment is necessary. That's one of the things I highly recommend that you all work on.
Well, we will, and we'll work on the date. I think the after Easter is usually when we start doing this, but I think Easter is toward the middle or end of April.
April 20th or something like
that? Yes, something like
that. So we would only have a few weeks if we waited till then. But I'm going to leave that up to the chairman.
And it's too important. It's too important.
I think so.
To wait there.
But I'm going to leave the chairman.
Also, the senator from Green, did have a seersucker suit.
Yes, he did.
Unfortunately, it has gotten smaller.
It got smaller?
Yes, the coat has gotten smaller.
So it shrunk? It got washed?
And he's wanting to a subsidy, you know, to help with the gym membership.
He's got a great bill on helping to reduce the cost of fitness in the state, but unfortunately, that bill, its fiscal note's pretty large, and we know we have a... Oh, I don't know if that was legal. Yes, I don't think you can walk across a desk like that.
Yeah, you can't do that.
I can't believe the floor leader would do that. Would you?
Can't do that.
Senator from Cole. You know the rules, Senator Cole? Senator Jefferson, would you please go through the rule book with Senator Cole? Proceed, Senator.
All right. We're having some fun here, so before we go to spring
break. We are,
back,
but
so.
I'm looking forward to working with the senator from Cape, and I think that we can do a good job. And I would like to wish everybody a great spring break.
I would do. I would, too. Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Senator May, for helping us with that important order of business. Senator from the 14th, what reason do you rise?
I do have an announcement. I wanted to I wanted to be available for any of the senators who had questions about radioactive waste over the break. You can feel free to call me. I'm not going to be available in person, but if you have any questions at all, please feel free to call me. Also, on Monday when we get back from spring break, I will also open myself up to another PowerPoint. I will send an email out. If you are willing to come in early, I will go through that PowerPoint with you, and I will answer any questions that you may have. Again, I also want to leave myself available to you by phone during spring break. Thank you.
Further announcements. Senator from Cole.
Thank you, Mr. President. I wish our friends and family members here from the Senate to have a great spring break and get their batteries recharged. Appreciate their work so far this session. I move that the Senate shall stand in recess until 1:15 this day.
The Senator Cole moves that the Senate stand in recess to 1:15 this day. All in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes have it. The Senate is in recess to 1:15 this day.